We're going to go ahead and wrap up our media availabilities for today. We're now joined by our pole sitter for tomorrow's Craftsman Truck Series race, Lane Riggs. Lane, congratulations. Can you talk to us about your effort out there today?
Yeah, I felt like we were really good in practice. Just been working hard in the Ford Racing Simulator to get better here. Last year just kind of came in blind, didn't know what I needed. My only experience was Milwaukee, which is similar to this place, and IRP. I got here, it was drastically different. So we were kind of out to lunch last year. I say out to lunch, we ran about third all day, which is, for us, is a bad day, which is great for how high our goals and expectations are set right now. But really worked hard in the simulator to get better, and I feel like everything that we did there really translated over, so I'm super excited about that. Hopefully it'll translate over into the race. I feel like this place is kind of like a Phoenix 1 and 2, the way you have to drive it. And after I kind of honed in on that, knew how I'm good at Phoenix, what I got to do there, implemented some setup things, just a lot of stuff like that that I feel like we didn't really hit on last year that we did this year. So super excited. I've got bare knuckle boxing on the truck. The black and red truck always looks great on the racetrack, super mean. And just thank you to everybody at Front Row Motorsports for building fast stuff. I feel like I can go out there and just run nice, smooth, consistent laps, and the speed always comes with it, which is a super great feeling as a driver.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open up our questions. If you have one, just raise your hand and we'll get a mic to you. We'll start here with Zach and then go to Lee.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Lane, two questions for you. First, are there things that can translate from the Wilkesboros, the IRPs, to a place like this, as well as Front Row as an organization has run on those tracks specifically this year?
Yeah, short track program, I feel like we're really strong. Like I said, I think we're a little off at Richmond, and that's just kind of been something in our program that we've been trying to get better, just haven't really hit on what we exactly need to go fast there. And I feel like the tracks we are strong at are definitely similar to this place. Like I said, I think Phoenix, we won at Milwaukee last time, got my first win there, and you know, IRP, and a lot of places like that that I feel like we can definitely translate and take notes to and kind of hone it in on why we're fast and really just figuring out and capitalizing on it.
You've talked about your future a lot and your goals. Where do you stand now as you evaluate what the near future looks like for you and coming back, sounds like, to the truck program in 27 as well?
Yeah, really excited. I'm chasing a championship right now. That's my 110% focus, is trying to win this championship for Front Row. I know that Zane got one a few years ago, and I've had to look at the pictures of him holding that trophy in the lobby at Front Row for a long time now. And you know, got to see his win banners. We've accumulated win banners, and that's one thing I really want to do. So I'm excited about our future. I think that Front Row Motorsports has given me great equipment, great opportunities to go fast and race and just have fun doing it, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now. Yes, sir.
We'll go to Lee, and then over here to Tim.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. You said you missed it last week, but it was like, it really seemed like you were off, and it was kind of surprising because it was a short track. Did you have to have some hard discussions this week among your crew just to kind of get people fired back up coming in New Hampshire? Because you were in a position points-wise where you could have wrapped up regular season championship.
Yeah, my guys are motivated no matter what. We all really hype each other up. We do a great job, have a great morale in the truck shop. It's always very inviting to come in there and just have a good feeling. And that doesn't change if we run good, we run bad. You know, we had some issues on pit road last week, and those are more of the harder conversations we had. I feel like we had top three speed there before we had our issue, but once you get kind of back in the pack and had to take the wave, you never really saw the results. But we made slow gains on Richmond, but we just haven't. Like I said, that's a very unique racetrack. Some teams have the knack there, some teams don't. I feel like we've been a top five truck every time we've gone there. We've just never had that cutting edge speed that I have at some other tracks. Still working on that. And like I said, hopefully the truck program will get that figured out. But no matter what, my guys are always motivated, ready to go whenever race we go to. Thanks.
We'll come right here to Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. I know fairly recently, based on the schedule, you have won a race back 2 races ago, but through all the breaks and everything, Caden goes on last week and has a career day. Do you feel that for your group, you need one more statement day to say, hey, we're ready to go out there and win a championship in the chase?
I don't think we need to. I'd love to. I think that anytime you can win and be the most recent winner going into the chase, going into breaks, I feel like after our IRP win, we went into that long break. It's always good to be the most recent winner. You know, almost a month later, once you get back to the racetrack, it's always a good feeling. But no matter what, I don't think we have to prove anything to anybody. I think everybody knows that we're the guys and we're really strong right now. And the tracks that are in the chase. Front Row does a great job, and I feel like I've gotten really good at tracks that are specifically those. So I'm excited about it. I think that it's a great opportunity right now. We're peaking at the right time, and everything's going our way, and I couldn't be more happy and excited.
And you mentioned the differences when you first came up here. I'm just wondering from a standpoint from last year, have you noticed any major differences maybe in the track or the car in general, or the truck in general?
Yeah, it definitely slowed down a little bit. I feel like the track was a little bit slicker than last year. I'm not quite sure, apples to apples, what the weather conditions were. I feel like in 3 and 4, the bumps are obviously getting worse every year, and just kind of slicker everywhere. But, you know, we tune, we adapt for that. Everybody's racing on the same racetrack, so for us, not really any big changes going in. But like I said, I love this racetrack. It's a lot of fun. Played it on iRacing for years. I love the lines you have. You got the seams to play with, different lanes. The trucks run really good right around the bottom, where they used to put that PJ1 or sealer or whatever it was back in the day that made some speed. I feel like we can kind of move around and run pretty equal lap time everywhere. So hoping for a good race tomorrow. Good and entertaining for the fans.
We'll go right here in the back.
Luke Marcheski, 7 News Boston. Lane, I was down in turn 1 and 2, and all the trucks I was looking at were a little, they had a wiggle in the middle, or they were a little too high. The drivers were seeming to fight it. Yours looks solid and like one of the smoothest trucks out there. Going down the backstretch, did you know you had something for him and then put it on top of the board?
You never really know exactly. I knew my 1 and 2 was pretty stout. I was pretty happy with that. Last year, I made a terrible mistake, and I drove it in till I saw Jesus, and I was up. I'm sure we were up probably half a second on the tracker. We were looking really good, and we got to exit, and it did not fruition in anything. So that was something I had to learn, did some studying, just try to figure out what I needed for qualifying here. I feel like I ran a nice, smooth 95% lap, no slips, no wiggles. And like I said, I feel like I left a little bit on the table. Like I feel like somebody might could have done a little bit better job than I could have. I knew it was smooth and fast and consistent, but I guess that our truck was definitely on top and prevailed. Thank you.
We'll go in the back to Matt.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. I'm sure Chandler and Caden would feel kind of similar given their seasons too, but when you have the kind of season and speed that you've had this year, do you allow yourself to even view the chase to be a championship or bust mentality? Like, you look the season that way?
I do, and I felt the same way last year. Even, you know, going up against Corey, he had all those wins. I feel like we kind of the same time of year we started getting strong, competing with him head-to-head on a weekly basis, and I felt kind of the same way, and we ended up not even getting to Phoenix just with circumstances. So, you know, different format this year for sure. Each of those 7 races in the chase have equal weighting to them. You have to treat all 7 of them like we would treat Phoenix last year. You know, you can't lock your way in and have this happen and, oh, well, we're already locked into the next round. No, all 7, when we get to Bristol, that has equal weighting as it has to Homestead, and we just have to be on kill every single race. Hopefully we can get some stage points tomorrow and lock up the number 1 seed and take a little bit of pressure off of us for that and just fully go on kill mode for the chase and make sure that we make no mistakes.
When I talk to anyone in the industry, whether it's owners or agents or talent evaluators, what have you, they all kind of tell me a similar thing, which is it's really hard to evaluate talent in the truck series, like how much of it is the driver, how much of it is the car, and it's more so even in the truck series than the O'Reilly series. And I'm curious, how do you, when comparing yourself to Corey or even Carson, who had great seasons and translated that immediately to the Cup series, do you view yourself in a similar light, and how do you make yourself as a driver stand out beyond just your really good equipment?
Yeah, I mean, right now we have it all. I felt like those guys also had really good equipment before they moved on, and I feel like I'm just kind of getting set up in that same similar situation. I don't know what that'll look like in the future. I don't know if I'll have the same results right off the bat. I don't know how well I'll adapt whenever that day might be, but I do got confidence in myself and know that if those guys can do it, I can do it, because I feel like they had just as good of equipment as I did. I feel like I've had good equipment, but I've really matured over, the past 6 months to a year, just with my mentality, my hot head behind the wheel, just a lot of things that I feel like I needed to clean up as a driver and I had to really work on. And now I don't really feel like I have to think about it. It just kind of comes naturally. And I feel like I've kind of calmed down some as a driver. I don't need to be driving for my career, driving for my life, trying to prove everything to everybody every single lap. I can go out here and run those 90-95% days, have good trucks, and show my maturity. And like I said, I hope that all translates. Yep, thanks, Matt.
Welcome right back here.
So Sarah Talker, Totally Peg Sports, and yournewsmedia.com. This track can punish on long runs. What's the biggest challenge you anticipate once the race stretches out?
I think once it does stretch out, passing is going to be difficult. Just each lane is so good that it's hard to complete the pass if you're pretty similar in speed on trucks. You got to be really faster than somebody since both lanes are so good. So I think that just managing that clean air, track position is going to be very important on pit road. Obviously, we've had some issues here recently and really hoping that we can clean that up and have some nice solid pit stops and at least come out where we come in the pits, whatever that may be, and just let me go to work on the racetrack. So, track position is everything. I mean, that's all we race for is track position all day. When you keep it, it makes your day a whole lot easier, and that's all we're going to focus on doing. Thanks.
Any last questions? Come down here.
Pat DeCole, NASCAR.com. Getting back to the maturity angle, is that just part of aging, or is there like an impetus for that transformation?
I feel like I went wrong a lot. I think my big wake-up call was at Darlington last year. I'm leading the race. You know, I got Corey in my mirror. I know he's probably faster than me at the moment. Just driving for my life, trying to prove to everybody I can do it, I can beat him, I can do this, and then smoked the fence and wrecked out leading the race. And that was a big wake-up call. It's like, I don't need to do that. If I'm not the fastest truck, do what the truck will give you. If I got a fifth-place truck, finish fifth. I don't have to be a madman and go crazy and wreck people and wreck myself potentially and possibly finish third. It's just not really worth it. So I just feel like looking at the bigger picture, the more races I have under my belt, the more comfortable I feel. I feel like I don't have to, you know, get tense inside or overdo things. I just kind of let it all work out on itself, and I got enough confidence in my ability that it's all going to work out on the speed end. So, yeah, I think time, maturity, and just the amount of races I run, it just really helps. I know a lot of people ran ARCA coming up, ran a lot of years in trucks. I didn't have any of that. I went straight from the short tracks of late model racing straight to the big stage at Daytona, and that was a really big wake-up call and probably the biggest jump I'll ever make in my racing career for just how much different it is. So my team's done a great job. Everybody around me, my teammates, even my Cup teammates, just trying to help me out and mature as a driver. And so I just got a lot of good people around me. They all want the best for me, and they give me really good advice. Thank you.
We'll go to the back.
Jordan Jenkins, Seriously Fast Motorsports. You mentioned the confidence that you have. What's it been like this year with the high confidence that you have each and every week and to be able to be as consistent as you are, especially being number one in the chase standings right now?
Yeah, confidence is everything in this sport. You could be really slow and have a lot of confidence and probably make up for some stuff. So that's what it's all about. And I've always had confidence in my ability. It's just confidence of putting it all together, making sure I make those right decisions. Just the small things that I feel like I had to work on as a driver. But, you know, right now, like I said, when our trucks are as fast as they are, my crew chief knows exactly what I need. I mean, he's growing as well. I mean, this is only his third year crew chiefing anything. So we're both really growing, maturing, know exactly what we need. And so it's all just coming together right now. And I think that when you have fast race trucks, you show up everywhere, you feel like you run up front in most tracks. So that's just momentum. The confidence and the momentum of the sport all kind of go together. And usually that always usually creates results. So just really excited and happy that all that's on my side right now at the moment.
All right, Lane. Congratulations.
I think everybody asked a question, so thanks, guys.